Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for taking the time to be with me today on the New Earth Podcast. This is Kevin Larson, your Vice President here at New Earth, and we have a great, great podcast for you today. We're going to be talking to one of the more motivating voices that is part of New Earth right now. It's really exciting to watch everything that he's doing on Facebook and on social media. He's very active, and not just active on social media, he's active on life, active out there doing the things that a lot of us spend time thinking about doing. You've seen him in your, probably in your Facebook feed. His name is Chad Wickander, and I'm really, really looking forward to having a great conversation with him today. So maybe grab a pen, grab some paper, and get ready to be motivated, because the New Earth Podcast is off. All right, so Chad, thank you for taking the time to be with us on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
And I got to ask, am I saying your last name correctly? It's Wickander?
Yeah, that's right, Wickander.
Okay, good. I want to make sure, because a lot of people have gotten to know you just through your activity in social media. I know that you're a fan of our products. And from what I've followed and from what I've seen, you're from Southern Oregon. Is that correct?
That's correct. Ashland.
Ashland. So that's a very popular place. A lot of people travel to Ashland, and I got to tell you, it's one of the more beautiful places in the country. Folks, if you have time and you're looking for a good place to go for a run, follow Chad up to Ashland. So, Chad, tell me a little bit about you. From what I know in your background, you didn't have triathlete necessarily on the list of things to do. You were a computer science major. Is that right?
Yeah. I went to school to become a computer programmer. And then I started getting into biking. I wasn't really a runner or a swimmer or any of that. Then as I was doing some training, I got hit by a car. So I kind of took that opportunity to sort of look into some other sports and maybe something that was not as dangerous.
Yeah.
So I started getting into some swimming and did a little bit of running, and then started doing some triathlons.
Tell me a little bit about that. Had to be an interesting experience, right? It's not every day that you find yourself in a situation where I don't know how bad of an accident it was, and maybe you could tell us, but it was kind of a very scary situation doing something that you loved, right?
Yes.
What happened?
So I was just coming down the road. I was going full speed, and somebody just cut right in front of me, and I slammed into the side of the car and flew over the hood. And at first I thought, oh, I'm fine. I'll just get up and, ride out of here. But when I tried to stand up, I kind of just fell back down. Couldn't really do anything. So, yeah, then they took me to the hospital. And then, from that point on, I just started thinking about maybe doing some other things.
Nothing changes one's thinking like maybe getting hit by a car, right?
That's for sure, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. And what's interesting, I think, is a lot of people, whether it be metaphorically or even physically, they find themselves in a spot where they're hit by a car, and instead of answering maybe the way you did, they kind of shut down. They roll up into a ball and they say, well, I guess I can't do that again. But that wasn't your reaction. Your reaction was, okay, well, let's redirect this energy to other things that I can do right now. Yeah. What do you think it is in you that points you in that direction?
I don't know. I've always just had a drive to stay in shape, I guess, just so that I could have fun. I feel like I can have more fun if I'm in better shape. I like to ski, snowboard, you know, lots of different activities. So, yeah, I think that's what keeps me going.
Yeah, life is better when you're doing things that you enjoy. And yeah. I got to tell you, that's one of the things I like about a lot of your social media is there's, if you were to assess all of the photos in there, pretty much every one of them has a smile on your face. And it's infectious. It's a good thing. It's a great place to be.
That's good.
Yeah. So you're part of a team, or do you compete alone, or do you compete as a team, right?
I compete alone. I've been slowly trying to create a team. There's a bunch of us who work out together, so you might call that a team.
Yeah. Well, hey, why not, right? So, okay, so a team is pending.
Yes.
That'll be good to know, because I know that there's some others that are interested. So tell me a little bit about what your routine looks like and your exercise routine, and maybe what is it that attracted you about New Earth and New Earth products? Why us?
Let's see. So my routine normally is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll do, usually start with a swim, and then if I can make it through all three sports, I'll do it. why did I choose New Earth? I think mostly because I met you guys up at Lake of the Woods, and that just sort of started intriguing me about what you guys are doing. And I had heard about it a long time ago, and just made me want to look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, and I remember bumping into you. We met at Lake of the Woods, and that was at the Lake of the Woods Tri-Sport Weekend. Is that right?
That's correct.
I don't think there is a better looking place in all of Oregon than Lake of the Woods. I absolutely love it up there. It's amazing.
Great location for that event, for sure.
Yeah, and we were able to get in contact with a lot of people. And you were definitely one of those. It was interesting because for some folks, they are used to all of the people that are lining the sidelines at the end of a race, right? And so, yeah. You know, it's hard to stand out in that environment. So I think one of the things that attracted your attention was, A, that we were local, but B, sort of our dedication to, you know, the type of products that we were making. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about that. Like, how careful are you with your supplementation and what types of products you put into your body?
I'm not the most careful person as far as that goes. I just try things, and then whatever ends up working is usually what I stick with.
I like that. No, that's great, because what it means is you tried New Earth and it just worked, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
New Earth University is headed back home to our roots. This August, take the pilgrimage to Klamath Falls to experience the beauty of the basin firsthand. We invite you to join us to celebrate the annual harvest of the wild microalgae that makes New Earth's products one of a kind. Ask your customer care agent how to secure your spot for New Earth University Klamath Falls.
So since being on the New Earth products, what is the hardest competition you've been in?
I have not been in a competition yet. My first one is coming up May 13th.
May 13th. And what is it?
It's called the Dunes Try. It's over in Florence, Oregon.
Okay. The Dunes Try. Oh, that's right. There's there's some dunes up there, right?
Yeah, it actually ends right on a dune, which is kind of hard, ending on the sand, running up a hill.
Running up a hill in the sand at the end of a triathlon.
Yeah.
Why not, right? That just makes sense.
Right.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Well, and except to, you know, folks that chase that down.
Yeah.
And you're also a member of Granite Man. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Granite Man is an event we put on. It's another triathlon, and it's an off-road event, which makes it kind of unique. You get a mountain bike. It's around Applegate Lake. And then there's an off-road run. And, of course, the swim in the lake.
Yeah, wow. Those lakes in Oregon in May, they're known for their warmth, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 80. It's like 79, 78, something like that.
So how cold is the water going to be?
It'll be in the 70s, high 70s.
Oh, really? I was joking. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought... No, that one's pretty good as far as warmth.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So I read your post that you did yesterday. And for those of you that are listening to the podcast today, that is, if you go to Dare to Be Wild and you just look at the post, you'll see Chad Wickander on there a lot. And you said something important. And I'm just curious, there's a lot of people that are doing the Dare to Be Wild, and maybe they've started to adjust how they eat. And they want to take it to a different level. They want to do more with their body. And kind of like what you were explaining. Well, you said, today was about adjustments and cadence. When my legs get tired and I'm running up this hill, I need to adjust my cadence. I speed up the cadence a little and shorten my steps, focusing on quick feet. For those that are listening, is that the secret to being able to get into a training regimen? How did you get into it, and how have you stuck with it? And how could advice like that help someone that was, you know, just starting?
I just sort of keep looking at different plans and trying to figure it out. As the years go by, I kind of incorporate what seems to be the most common thing that's working for people. With that particular thing, it's hard to focus, so I just keep telling myself, you know, what to do, and kind of each of my workouts try and focus on a particular something that I've had a hard time with. And hills are hard for everyone, so it's just like biking in that sense. It's like you shift down and you make it a little easier, you spin a little faster. You don't go as fast, but it's a little bit easier to get up the hill.
So you make the task easier for yourself, but then you pay for it through the reps and the number of reps that you're doing. Littler steps are easier, but
right.
You have to do more of them. Is that right?
Correct.
That's actually it's actually really good advice on almost any task that you'd be faced with.
Right.
Not just something physical, right? If you're trying to accomplish something, abbreviate the tasks and pay for it with, you know, a smaller amount. You could really push through a lot
chunks.
Of detail. Yeah, do it in smaller chunks. Bite off what you can chew.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, that's exciting. You have that challenge coming up, and I would love to see you on Facebook, particularly if you could do a Facebook Live. Probably not while you're running. Are you one of those that's a good talker while you run?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because whenever I try to go out running with somebody that's good at it, they want to have a conversation while we're running together, and I can't. I'm not here to talk. I'm hanging on for dear life. What are we doing?
Right.
It's pretty funny. Well, yeah, I would love to see you, and maybe even a Facebook Live broadcast. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could probably do that at the beginning of the race and just kind of go around, look at the transition, the swim area and stuff. I was thinking about that.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about your workout regimen. In order to get ready for this race, what have you been doing?
So I found an an 8-week plan. You know, I just basically searched around the web trying to fit the number of weeks I had up to the race. So it's nothing super special, but it basically takes me through, like I was saying, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They'll do like a swim, and then sometimes there'll be a bike and then a run. They're usually pretty short, so they're like, I don't know if you've been seeing what I do, but it's normally I'll just do it back to back because that's the time that I have. So right. It'll end up being like a 3-hour workout in the morning from, 5 to 7. I don't know if there's any more to explain about it. I could get more specific, I guess.
No, I think I actually think that's interesting because another maybe life lesson hidden in there is you already determined you were doing the race. That's what's interesting. I'm going to do this race. Okay, so now that I know I only have this many weeks left, let's figure out how to get there. Right? So the destination was already secured. Now you just needed to find something that would get you ready in 8 weeks. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you approach every race kind of that way? This is what I want to go do, so now what do I got to do it?
Yeah, I think I plan which races I want to do. Usually I give myself a little more time.
because I was going to say, eight weeks. You're very nonchalant about it and very humble about it. But I'll be honest, 8 weeks to jump into a triathlon, that's not how that'd be hard for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think the first time I did one, I set myself like a couple years to do it, but that was for an Ironman. Just an Olympic distance, so it's not as bad. Plus I've been staying in shape, so it's not like I'm starting from zero. I've been kind of in a workout plan already of my own, just staying active and running with the group and biking with friends and stuff. So I don't think everyone wants to jump into an 8-week plan. It is pretty quick.
For those of you that are listening to the podcast, think about that, what he just said for a second. This is just an Olympic distance. So, it's not like it's Ironman. No big deal.
Well, it's not even a half.
It's not even a half. Well, it's still pretty good. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, so I just want to say once again, thank you so much for your participation, for your motivation for a lot of different people on Facebook. We will be watching out for you. Please keep us posted, and we'd love to see that video. We'll keep an eye out and hope that your time is great and hope that New Earth products help you along the way, Chad. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. And thank you, everybody, listening to the New Earth podcast today. A little bit of motivation with Chad Wickander. If you are interested in what these products could do for you, how they might be able to help you and benefit you, maybe just take a gander at what he's doing. Take a gander at what he's been able to accomplish. And yeah, it looks like a lot. But with a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and just some decision, I will be doing this. Maybe you can find it in you to do the same thing. Thank you, everybody. We will talk to you again on the New Earth Podcast next week.